Broadcasting history, preserving the voices of yesterday, today.
26, this is your first half score here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Be coming up with a timeout here momentarily. And the ball is stolen away by 42. Johnson's shot is up and it is good. 49-28 now.
What makes this recording so special is that it almost didn't survive. This is WRVS-FM from Elizabeth City State University, and like thousands of hours of programming from HBCU radio stations across the country, it was stored on aging magnetic tape vulnerable to time and deterioration.
You're tuned into Broadcasting History, the HBCU Radio Legacy, a podcast brought to you by the HBCU Radio Preservation Project. I'm your host, Fran Robinson.
And I'm your co-host, Miles Johnson.
Today, we're taking you to coastal North Carolina to Elizabeth City State University, where WRVS-FM has been serving a central community voice since 1986. Elizabeth City sits in the heart of North Carolina's Inner Banks. It's a region shaped by water, maritime heritage, and resilient communities. It's here that Elizabeth City State University was founded in 1891 as a normal school, training teachers for the region's African American children.
And it's here in 1986 that WRVS-FM first took the airwaves, becoming more than just a campus radio station. And today it stands as a striking example of how successful HBCU radio preservation can strengthen both institutions and the communities they serve.
Radio and television programming have on the way people think and how people behave.
WRVS-FM, HD1, Elizabeth City State University. From the gridiron to the radio. This is ECSU Football Insider, only on WRVS 89.9.
Today, we're exploring HBCU radio preservation by following the early phases of our work at Elizabeth City State University. It's where our team collaborated with campus partners to uncover and preserve decades of audio history. And here our story begins with Cynthia Wise, Director of Library Services.
When this project started, I was the circulation librarian in charge of access services, and I was also giving part of my week to supporting the archives because we did not have an archivist on duty. I had worked with the radio services personnel a lot, and I support a lot of their nonprofit work, so I already had a communication pathway built between the library and the radio services.
And that partnership spirit is what made everything else possible, because on the other side of that conversation was Melba Smith, who's been directing radio and television services at Elizabeth City State since 2001.
I began my career here actually in the same area, so I'm very fortunate to have come to the university in the same department. And when it's time for me to leave, I'll be hopefully leaving from the same department as well. WRVS has provided live coverage of our home football, home men's and women's basketball games as well, in addition to postseason games and competitions, including the CIAA tournament, which everyone seems to know and love.
So got a timeout on the floor with 3:29 left to play here in the first half. Your score here from the Charlotte Bobcats Arena. It's the ECSU Lady Vikings 49, St. Paul's Lady Tigers 28. We'll be right back after this brief public service announcement.
The parents love the fact that we carry the games because we have students from all over the country. Being a part of the HBCU Radio Preservation Project has afforded me the opportunity to listen back in time and hear the very first recording when our station was quote unquote erected in March 18th of 1986. And that was amazing for me to hear.
V91 FM WRVS. 5 minutes now before the hour of 10 o'clock, and that's going to wrap it up for yours truly, David C. Linton, on this first day of our thing on the all new V91 FM WRVS. We hope you enjoyed it. Hope you go out, tell all your friends to lock into 90.7 FM. And what else can we say? Don't forget to keep your dial set here. Coming up at 10 o'clock.
The very first broadcast included some of the very same content that we incorporate in our programming today. Our founding general manager, David Linton, was doing his on-air presentation, and he talked about something called JobLink. And JobLink is essentially a vignette that we still run today.
WRVS 89.9 and NC Works Career Center in Elizabeth City are excited to present JobLink. Get the info you need on the new job openings in the area. Your next career move begins with JobLink every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:40 a.m. and 7:40 p.m. Only on WRVS 89.9, your community voice.
Which brings us to the preservation team's arrival in October of 2023. And Miles, this is where the story gets really interesting.
My name's Bryce Rowe. My job title is the Director of Audio Preservation at NEDCC, the Northeast Document Conservation Center. And so NEDCC is one of the partners on the HBCU Radio Preservation Project. There was a closet that had several cabinets in there that were locked. So while I was there, we couldn't access them. They didn't have a key. Wrote up a report with some recommendations. And the very first thing on that report was like, find a locksmith, open those cabinets, see what you've got.
What they found when those cabins finally opened was incredible. Chinnery Neal, one of our field archivists who had just joined the project, was part of that discovery.
I remember finding lots of boxes that had cartridges, and they're big rectangle plastic things that have one loop of magnetic reel in the middle. And they're called loops because they just keep going. You don't have to rewind them to the start. But they're used pretty frequently for like quick commercial breaks, for like quick announcements. Lots of handwritten labels look like very interesting and made by the stations themselves. I remember they also had plenty of cassettes and digital audio tapes. We call those DATs for short. Having gloves and like a mask and like properly looking at the tape, because some of them are brittle, some of them have like mold or like other things that got in there.
I think it's a testament to the importance of this project and the work that's being done to actually find and save these materials. And what better way to pass on this rich history than to have someone and our communities and our students at colleges and universities and beyond to actually hear it. It brings it to life. It's real.
Yes, and I believe it's so important because we have to know how far we've come. And it helps give us faith. It helps give us motivation, especially in times where we're being attacked. Our culture is being attacked. Those documents preserved, those tapes, those archives preserved for us, I can look back at those and say whatever they was doing in the 80s and the 70s and the 60s, if they got through that, oh, best believe I can get through this storm right here.
Welcome to the Sheila S. Lee Radio Show. I'm so excited to be with you again this month. And not only that, but I have a phenomenal topic. I just believe it's going to help everyone. I know it's something that's near and dear to me, teamwork.
So while the preservation team was discovering all these physical materials, what was happening on the human side of things? The tapes are important, but what about the stories behind them?
Exactly, Miles. That's where Dr. Will Chakoritis, our oral historian, comes into play. His approach to this work is really methodical.
It's important to have an understanding of the place that you are visiting and the people who you are talking to so that you can be as accurate and truthful as possible. The more information you have about someone allows you to craft better questions.
Tell me about Dorothy.
Dorothy was phenomenal. She was a lot of fun, just a bundle of joy. She knew how to train you in a way that was receptive. You know, sometimes people don't know how to train, but she was an excellent trainer. And not only that, but she tells a story of how that she had just kind of been thrown out there. So she was determined that whoever she came in contact with, that she was going to train them. When I asked her, I won't ever forget, how did I know what to play? This is a lot of music, you know?
I would say doing homework before you ask questions and dive deeper into stories is so important, and preparation is key. It also shows respect to the people that you're interviewing, because if you want to learn about their story, you better do your homework on that person so you have follow-up questions and, again, dive deeper into the surface level things as well.
Dr. Chakaritis explains.
The very first interview that I conducted for this project was with a radio announcer named Sheila Lee. She's the program host of the Morning Gospel show at Elizabeth City at WRVS. Sheila's energy was infectious, which might make sense given she was the gospel host.
You know, always have loved gospel music because, like I said, I love to sing. I love to sing about Jesus. That's just it in a nutshell. Anything that's talking about how good he is, what he's done for you, it just always encouraged me. And that's what I think music should do. It should encourage you.
She was mentored by Dorothy Keith, who was the previous gospel host at the station.
When I came to the radio station as a volunteer, when I started then, it was a blessing because I was able to come on as a volunteer part-time. And I didn't have any experience. They trained me. Dorothy Keith was a young lady who trained me at that time. And she was instrumental. Everything that I know is because of her. And I'm grateful that she was in my life because as far as experience, it was just a natural gift to me. I don't know if you've ever been around somebody. It's like they don't try hard. It just flows. That was me. I didn't go to school for it. I had trained because I was in prose reading in high school. So that did give me training of how to speak clearly, how to make sure you're not monotone, you know, to kind of keep everybody interested by how you use your voice, you know. And I've been blessed. Like I said, it's a gift from God.
Dr. Chakaritis not only conducted oral histories at ECSU, he also mentored an up-and-coming young heritage practitioner, someone who works to preserve and share the cultural stories and traditions of communities through research and public engagement.
My name is Braylon Polk, and I currently serve as the executive director for the Iberia African American Historical Society.
Once again, Dr. Will Chakaritis.
I remember what it felt like to watch Braylon record her first interview. I was really proud in that moment to see her implement her training, the tools that I helped teach her, to connect with a person, an interviewee, on a one-to-one level.
Prior to my position here, I served as the inaugural fellow for the HBCU Radio Preservation Project. I took a course. It was called Jim Crow South. And we read a book by Isabel Wilkerson. It was titled The Warmth of Other Suns, where she is a journalist, but she used oral history as a method of collecting data from people, African-Americans specifically, who moved from the South to different parts of the country during the Great Migration.
Now, all of this preservation activity, the oral histories, the archival discoveries, and the digitizing work started something important happening on campus. The team at Elizabeth City State began to realize that if this work was going to continue beyond our project's involvement, they needed someone permanently on staff who could keep it going. Here's Cynthia Wise to talk about that.
It led to great conversations with our admin on how much we need an archivist. We need this archivist. Somebody's got to keep this going. So it sparked a lot of really great conversations.
So the preservation project actually helped the university understand the value of having professional archivist position?
Miles, you're exactly right about that. So they hired Paige Hendrickson to fill that role.
Let's hear from Paige about what drew her to archives work.
The field of archives is unique in that it involves history. It involves order, of course, and organization. but primarily preservation and wanting to preserve the past for the future.
This is Legacy 1891, preserving the past for the future.
This is Paige Hendrickson, ECSU University Archivist. And today I'm going to talk about an introduction to archives and specifically ECSU archives. And begin by explaining and delving into the question of what exactly is archives? And more specifically, what it's not. So archives are usually a collection of documents, artifacts.
And what's remarkable here is how Paige Hendrickson and Melba Smith from the radio station have continued working together to preserve the WRVS legacy. And according to Melba, their contribution has become something really special.
I think our relationship is not really based off of what we hope to accomplish or gain being a part of the HBCU Radio Preservation Project. I think the relationship that we have is just based off of the overall sense of pride and family here at the institution. And so in any way that I can support Paige in her area, I'm down for it. Any way that Paige can support me, she's down for it.
I didn't attend an HBCU, but I worked at Central State University for nearly 7 years. I think it's the environment and the oneness. You can feel the shared experiences. It's pride in culture and belonging. It's the music you hear from the residence halls. It's the food that's served in the cafeteria. It doesn't have to be explained. There is something comforting about seeing people who look like you each and every day, and you don't have to search for it. You don't have to explain yourself. There is a nurturing environment, and it's so rich on HBCU campuses.
When I think of Morehouse College, the first thing that comes to my mind is family. And honestly, the biggest reason why I came to Morehouse is because of the family that I saw and people that believed in me, believed in my potential, frankly, before I even did.
And Miles, what I think is so important about this work is how it connects to the broader challenges facing these communities and institutions right now. Braylon Polk really captured this when we talked to her about why this preservation work feels so urgent today.
I definitely believe that there is a sense of urgency now more than ever, specifically because a lot of these things are at risk of being erased. And I think that HBCU radio preservation efforts definitely fits into that category because it is trying to diversify the current state of the archives that we see in America.
I think it's important to preserve these voices because if we don't do it, who will? And I know that I don't want these voices to be erased because it's a part of our history, our culture, and our legacy.
There's so much power in HBCUs recognizing their own value. It's so important. When we're seeing stuff happen economically, socially, politically, throughout all the decades, HBCUs have stayed firm. So when I look at Morehouse, I see 1867. That was a long time. But there's so much value in all the history. And it's just so important to recognize our value because, honestly, if we don't recognize our value, who will?
This story shows that it's possible to get something done and to safeguard our legacy and our voices. And we don't need to rest on comments like, well, it's gone. This is a perfect example of, it's not gone. We can save it. We're traveling to the Georgia coast to Savannah State University, where WHCJ-FM first went on the air in 1975. We'll explore how a station born to serve the Lowcountry has evolved while maintaining its commitment to community voices and cultural preservation.
And that's next time on Broadcasting History, the HBCU Radio Legacy. I'm Miles Johnson.
And I'm Fran Robinson. Thank you for listening, and thank you to the students, staff, and community members of Elizabeth City State University who shared their stories with us.
Broadcasting History, the HBCU Radio Legacy, is produced by Could Be Pretty Cool. Our executive producer is Jocelyn Robinson, director of the Center for Radio Preservation and Archives at WYSO Public Radio in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Our lead editorial producer is Sonia Williams.
Broadcasting History, the HBCU Radio Legacy, is a production of the HBCU Radio Preservation Project. For more information, visit our project webpage at wyso.org.